Début du dialogue 12.
Have you seen that US banks are losing so much money that they're having to shrink? It's hard to hear of more people losing their jobs.
True, but is it necessarily bad news for America? If one result is that more of America's best math and physics graduates decide to go into science and real engineering rather than into financial engineering, the country will be much better off.
How do you mean?
Wall Street was designed to finance the creation of new industries and products to replace old ones. The problem is, Wall Street forgot its original purpose and got into the habit of inventing financial products that had no value for society. When those products blew up in their faces, they almost took the whole economy with them.
I agree. America's brightest graduates would be better employed in making real, palpable things. But where is the financing for new entrepreneurs going to come from?
If you look at what's going on in Silicon Valley, you can see another technology revolution taking place. That's all thanks to social media like Facebook and Twitter, combined with cheap wireless connections, web-enabled smartphones, and the cloud.
The cloud is all those enormous servers that hold and constantly update thousands of software applications.
Yes, and all this is speeding up competition, product cycles, innovation, everything. And it's turning the connected world into a hyper-connected world. And empowered individuals are becoming super-empowered.
But how are the hyper-connected world and super-empowered individuals going to make up for the fact that the banks neglect the real world and the financing of new industries?
Believe it or not, it's becoming easier and cheaper than ever for anyone anywhere to be an entrepreneur. Have you heard of Kickstarter.com?
No, but I know what you mean by kickstarting. When you kickstart a project, it means you help the project start more quickly.
And that's exactly what Kickstarter.com is all about. Kickstarter is a crowdfunding site. It's a place where creative people can collect enough startup money to get their projects off the ground. The projects can be in all sorts of fields: music, film, art, food, technology.
Interesting. Yes, I've heard of web-based funding platforms. How does this one work?
Imagine you want to develop a new tech product you think is really cool. You list your project for free on Kickstarter.com, together with a video and a description of your project and a target amount in dollars. If the citizens of the web pledge enough money to meet your target by the deadline you set, then you get your money and you can start to develop your project.
And what happens if people don't promise enough money to help you reach your target amount by the date you set?
If you don't raise the money by the deadline, the deal is off. Your contributors keep their money.
I suppose the people who promise you money get shares in your company or interest payments on the amount they provide.
Oh no, these aren't traditional investments. If you make a pledge, you'll never see your money again, even if the product becomes a huge hit. There's not even any guarantee that the project will actually reach the market. You do get a little memento of your financial involvement, like a t-shirt or a chance to pre-order the product being developed, but nothing really tangible.
But surely you can't hope to collect much money through that sort of arrangement.
You may not believe it, but one project had an objective of raising $75,000. 2 weeks before the deadline, the man had received pledges for $700,000. Another project aimed at $15,000 and ended up with over $900,000.
But what's the motivation of these investors?
It varies from one person to another, of course. For some, it's a way of participating vicariously in the dreams of others. Some find the idea of supporting young people and helping create jobs unique and worthwhile. And for most projects, you can choose to limit your investment to a single dollar if you wish, so there's little risk involved.
Fin du dialogue 12.